The epistle is from Philippians chapter 4. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at length you have revived your concern for me. You were indeed concerned for me, but you had no opportunity. Not that I am speaking of being in need, for I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Yet it was kind of you to share my trouble. And you Philippians yourselves know that in the beginning of the gospel, when I left Macedonia, no church entered into partnership with me in giving and receiving except you only. Even in Thessalonica, you sent me help for my needs once and again. Not that I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit that increases to your credit. I have received full payment and more. I am well supplied, having received from Epaphroditus the gifts you sent, a fragrant offering, a sacrifice acceptable and pleasing to God. And my God will supply every need of yours, according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. To our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. This is the word of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content, St. Paul writes. I've learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. Given how I'm tempted to respond to hunger and need, not to mention plenty and abundance, that seems a pretty good secret to know. And of course, even more so, considering what sort of hunger and need St. Paul experienced in the Lord's mission. 5 times I received at the hands of the Jews 40 lashes less one, he writes to the Corinthians. 3 times I was beaten with rods. 1 I was stoned. 3 I was shipwrecked. 1 night and 1 day I was adrift at sea, on frequent journeys, in danger from rivers, danger from robbers, danger from my own people, danger from Gentiles, danger in the city, danger in the wilderness, danger at sea, danger from false brothers, in toil and hardship, through many a sleepless night, in hunger and thirst, often without food, in cold and exposure. And apart from other things, there is the daily pressure on me of my anxiety for all the churches. It's no wonder that St. Paul describes the peace he knew as surpassing all understanding. For a person to be content in the sorts of circumstances he endured, to have peace, is simply astonishing. Most people wouldn't believe it was even possible. If we take the apostle at his word, we want to know how it's possible, what the secret is. The answer is simple enough. It's just one word. Faith. But I guess that's not really saying enough, because it's not faith itself, but rather the one in whom faith is placed who gives peace. It's not just trusting, but rather trusting the trustworthy one. Contentment and peace come from him. That's what St. Paul endeavors to convey in the section of his letter to the Philippians, which serves as our text this evening. He begins by saying, "Do not be anxious about anything." That is certainly easier said than done. There's hardly any aspect of our lives about which we don't feel cause to be anxious, at least some of the time. Our family budget, our children, our own health or the health of our loved ones, not to mention what we hear about our community, our nation, and the world in the news. The list could go on and on about what it is that brings us anxiety. But Paul doesn't stop with a mere prohibition of anxiety. He explains how to avoid it. "In everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." Take it to the Lord in prayer, St. Paul is teaching. Give your concerns to him to take care of, and you don't need to be anxious about them any longer. When they're in his hands, they're in good hands. God is able to deal with them. He has the power and wisdom to handle anything you throw his way. He actually invites you. "Call upon him in the day of trouble," he says, "and cast all your anxieties on him." And he promises, "I will deliver you." Call upon him and cast your anxieties on him, St. Paul says, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. And the result will be that the peace of God will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. In Christ Jesus is important. He's the one who came into the world to become your brother, who was tempted in every respect as you are, who had nowhere to lay his head, who deeply moved and greatly troubled wept at the death of his friend Lazarus, who was betrayed by one of his own disciples and abandoned by all the rest of them, who was abused and scourged and finally executed on a cross. All for you. In Christ Jesus, who then rose from the dead and ascended into heaven, where he now rules over all things for your benefit and the benefit of his whole church, who always intercedes with the Father on your behalf. The God to whom you make your requests known is the God who has loved you with an everlasting love, who planned for your salvation from the foundation of the world, who prepared a kingdom for you from that time. In Christ Jesus, God has given you his Son, his only Son whom he loved, so that you should not perish, but have eternal life. Think about this above all, but also whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, excellent, or worthy of praise. And that would include especially all that the apostles have preached or written. Keep your mind on these things, and the God of peace will be with you. To turn over all your anxieties to God in prayer, and then to consider all good things, every blessing of body and soul, possession and relationship. To do this will convince you of God's overwhelming love and concern for you and provide you with confidence that he who loves you so greatly and has helped you through so many things will continue to provide for you and to satisfy your every need. That's where St. Paul goes at the close of our text. Based on his blessed experience in Christ, the contentment and peace he has been given by an almighty God who is love, he concludes, "My God will supply every need of yours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. And with this, St. Paul can't help but conclude in praise and thanks. To our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. The Lord grant you to find such peace and contentment in him and to give thanks to him through Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior. Amen. Please rise. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord, to life everlasting.